Blog Talk Radio.
That's okay. And we're gonna pray everybody in right now. So who's gonna lead us in prayer? Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
All right, it's your man, Same Boy Fay, Almighty Same Boy Fay. I'm here with the SOGs. And you know, it's Almighty SOG Radio. So, subjects we got for today, talking about the community, talking about entertainment, and we're talking about sports. So, first off, we're going to start to go around and ask everybody how their week been, if they had any trials and tribulations through their week, and if they needed any advice on any prayer with what they got going on in their life. So we're going to start with Almighty SOG, Johnny.
How you doing? What to do? Y'all hear me out there?
Yeah.
Johnny, my week was, almost died. I mean, I had some little salmonella poison, but Dr. Jones back here behind the business pushing to Dr. Jones, and I came pray for me, and I made it through with some little salmonella poison that was trying to get me. But I'm still here.
Yeah. Now we got Almighty SOG, Chris. How you doing, man?
Doing good. Just half broke head.
Yes, man.
I'm blessed, man. It's a Saturday. It's a beautiful week, man. I'm glad to be here. I'm glad to see all y'all faces. Honestly, the trials and tribulations are going to come that naturally. At the end of the day, I'm blessed regardless. I'm not going to do this. This is an awesome week. I got nothing to do, man. Me and my wife are in business.
Amen.
At the end of the day, dude, like, that's all we can do.
Thank you. Let's first
that. Keep pushing.
Ready to hear. Bless. Now we got Almighty SOGD. How you doing, man?
Yeah.
How your week been? Yeah, so DJ, how you doing, man? How you week been?
Oh, you know, same old Jesus, just a different day. I've been, on my Jesus and just trying to get closer to God and just trying to build my faith and my relationship stronger with Him. And I've just been working and, I've been working hard and that's about it. I'm blessed and I'm alive and I'm breathing and, God's still delivering me. Like my brother said, God's still working on me. He's still working on you.
Amen. Now we got Almighty SOG, First Disciple.
First Disciple.
What you got to say, Jose?
I'm working in this community, I'm a church's community.
Yes, he is.
And yet, I still see lacking everywhere. I watch people go through some jail every day, never looking for any glory, never looking for anything at all but me functioning. Not thinking, and you ask a question, they don't see because they don't know what to answer.
Yeah.
When you ever been in a community where no one has an opinion because they're already down, they're out. But they're not out, they just refuse to see reality. Well, Bishop gave me a mission, bring reality back to the neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
No one getting on the team. No one's helping progress. Everyone likes seeing people walking around and get pumped. I mean, they calm. They're not even thinking. What do you do when you don't think? You just go from one thing to the other, feeding off it or just existing. When you don't stop playing with life and get real, first and foremost.
That's right.
Amen. Amen. Now we got Almighty SOG Tommy. How you been, man? How you week been?
I'm good. I'm just glad I can make it here because my car been messing up, and I'm glad God can help me through it and have a job with no less than 10 hours of work.
Amen. Amen.
I just want to say thank God.
All the time. All the time. Now, I'm going to tell y'all how my week been. I'm blessed, always blessed, blessed by the best in the West. And I realized a lot of things this week. I realized that you got to endure no matter what you go through. You know, God's going to put tasks in your life that you think you can't get through, when in reality, all you need to do is depend on him for your strength.
Yeah.
And I got this little story. You know, we got a basketball court out here.
Yeah.
Got a basketball court out here on our church ground. So,
cool.
Thing is, like, we, you know, we can I say this? We real niggas.
That's right. All right.
So we don't need no backboard.
Nah.
We don't need the extras. We don't need no the nigga with the stripes on his shirt. We don't need no referee. And blessed that we got another court. So I went to go get the court. I pulled up to the house, and I was in a truck, and the truck is some things wrong with the battery. So I pulled up to the bishop's house to get the court from in front of his house, and I called Larry. I hopped out the truck. I turned the truck off, and he's like, "Man, what you calling me for? Just go ahead and put the court on it and take it to the church." So I'm like, "Okay, you right. I don't even know why I'm calling you." So I get back in the truck to pull the truck up a little bit so I can put the court on the truck. And all you hear is truck wouldn't start. Truck wouldn't start, so I'm stressed, and I'm just thinking, like, man, like, why this got to happen right now? I had just got off the phone with Larry, and he was telling me, Webcam was telling me, like, oh, we gone, bro. We going to be gone for a whole another hour or so. I'm like, dang, man. Ain't no window in the back of the truck, so I'm in there. I'm just freezing. I'm just cold. I'm like, man, I ain't got no jacket. But through all that, you know, I stopped myself from getting frustrated. I stopped myself from thinking, like, why me? Like, you know, why it got to be me? Why does this have to happen to me, you know? Because in reality, things are going to happen. When you're doing work for God, things are going to happen. Evil is always present when you're in the presence of God. So, you know, I'm just blessed, and I'm thankful that we here, man, and we got two courts on the yard now. And if y'all want to come down and y'all niggas want to, y'all want to get that, we can get right with you. take it to the vault. Take it to the bank. Now we got Almighty SOG Black. He gonna tell us how his week been, how you been doing.
My week is good. You know, that every week, about your trials and tribulations. You know, but me saying that, I'm thankful for this week, because this week it helped me really realize something, you know, and in the midst of that, it's like, you know, when these trials and tribulations come, you got the choice to learn from it or not. And what I learned was, even though I don't want to do something, if it has to get done, I have to do it. You know, I don't know how to put it, but yeah, I just realized that this week, you know, this is a certain time when, you know, you just got to grow up and just, you know, do what has to get done. And, you know, I think God put me in that position and helped me learn that. Because God is good.
Amen. Amen. You want to tell us how your week's been, Bishop?
Well, this is Joe. Almighty S.O.G. Roll with us.
Get rolled over.
King James on.
Check this out. God is about to bring, it's not nothing new, but the Bible teaches us nothing new under the sun,
right?
So when we jump in our Bibles, we keep it paper.
Ready.
Okay. The Bible's telling us that God is about to do something that is not new, but to us it is. Right? In this new year. And what he needs is men. Men who are hood and sold out for Christ. If we build the men that are hood, sold out for Christ, there's no limit to what we can do in the nation. We already got the empire. Okay. All we're trying to do now is connect men with people in our empire that really shouldn't be in that position. Then that position is because of false pretense. Right? Okay. Now, me as a bishop overseer, the Lord shows me this. I see it. And then when I see it, my job is to come back and get you guys ready for it. Now, I walk with you while you're going through life and your trials and tribulations to let you see that that's not really nothing to what God really got for you. But you got the one. Don't get see, Johnny, I always talk about Johnny and talk to you, but because Johnny, just before his blessing hits, he takes off. That happened with a lot of men. Just before I bless him, yes.
And it's crazy. That's what I learned this week. You know, I was thinking about this nigga and his corny analogy with the munchies. You know, that he wants the sun chips, but you got to go for hot Cheetos and pretzels and, you know, and that same instance, you know, my job that I'm working with now, and it's crazy to say that the Holy Spirit showed me this morning, like, you know, something's about to happen. And the reason I know is because it's soon everything is collecting up and it's about to happen on, like, around one time, you know, one
hit, bam.
You know, and the reason I say that, and I get an example on my job, you know, I don't like my job, you hear me always say it. I'm going to have a chance to get hired on around in January, but that's around the same time, you know, with the motels and stuff. And so what the Holy Spirit is showing me, you know, it's at a point where I got to make a choice, you know.
Yeah.
You know, even at that whole, you know, it's time to, we got to make a choice. It's either like how you told me, I want to do this for somebody, get somebody else rich, such as Target, you know, do it for another company or do it for myself, for God, you know. That's what the Holy Spirit showed me, you know. These choices we're going to have to make soon, you know. And that's where, you know, I can say, you know, like, you're right, something's big about to happen. And that's where I can say, you know, I was tripping, like, also, like, with this job, like, man, I stuck in, though, you know. I've been working this job for about, I'd say around 6 months. And I was just thinking, like, man, like, I stuck in through this whole 6 months to the point it's like, if I have to stick in for another month or two, I can do it. And I feel like that's what God is rejoicing over, you know, that I'm sticking in, that I'm able to hang in. And it's at the end of the day, it was like I also was thinking, and I'm going to cut it short, I was like, you know, why did God put me in this job? And that's when the Holy Spirit showed me, like, you know, he put me in this job to get me back to where I was at, you know, nonstop. And, like, everybody knows when I work, when we do something, actually, we're not eating, we're not stopping. We can get something to drink after we're done, you know. And I'm thankful because God using this job to put me back in that same position. And that's why I said, you know, my week was grateful, you know. Like, even, like, the things that I want to do, you know, I'm still grateful for it because it's a learning step. It's someone to have to own up and grow and be a grown man and just do it.
Amen.
And I'm
Amen.
Thankful.
Amen.
You, like, what's going?
We got a caller online.
Oh, okay, go ahead.
And we just wanted to know if the caller had anything to add to the conversation, prayers. You need to get something off your chest, anything
you
like that.
That mess up. Call in.
God can have you at a job right now that you don't like and you don't want, right? But he wants you to be thankful for that. There's a whole lot of people now, but they can't say there's no jobs. Mm-hmm. God fixed that. Lord allowed us to help to fix that. That's fixed. But when it comes to the sons of God, I was talking with these people. They, black people, they're crazy. Black people. I can't talk like them. They can't be liars, black people. And those same people that talk like that now need those black people. So I told them, I said, look, I'm bringing up a group of sons of God that'll be strong enough to help all y'all out. You know what I mean? It's just when it's time for you to go out there, be ready. Be ready. Because this is going to only happen once in a lifetime that these people allow somebody to step out of the matrix and start to run it. Not just get out the matrix, but run it. That's crazy. And then when you run it, like I said, it's all spirit up there. It's the spirit realm. Okay, you see all the rappers and all the best DJs are coming to Christ. Right? It was all with him in the first place. Don't believe the hype. So in other words, they had to go out there for it to be revealed to us. But when they come for us, Pastor Chuck said to me, says, Bishop, see you in the new year. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, dang, I got to go to these men. You know, stop lying, stop stealing, get your house in order. You know, how can you run so if you don't, can't even run your own house? Mm-hmm. You know? And then the city council lady texted me and said, she ready for the party. So I said, well, don't forget me in the new year. She said, amen. So OC talked to Bethlehem, had a meeting with them, and they opened up the taco place for the first time last night. Amen. On the corner. All they need is that corner part. So they're on there with Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. They can't go today because of the year. Sunday. So we're going to take one of the courts over there, right? And then we want to also build a little boxing room. So you have to put four poles and just tie some rope around it. We could do our boxing out there. They're making bonfires with the inside of a dryer. And I got the little holes on the side.
Yeah,
you put the wood in there and light it, and it warms everything up. So I think we need to make three or four of those. And then me and Michael was laying, I got some toothpicks to show you guys how to build that bleachers. Right? I made it with toothpicks and I made it with cardboard. I'm going to bring it at our next man's meeting. You sit on the table and all you do is look at it. And if you follow the pattern, you can make some bleachers for here. And we can make some real bleachers for over there. Right? Now, when the sons of God go over there and get rid of that iron and move all them rocks, right? Then Larry paint on the wall and paint up the basketball thing down there. Then it's open. But we, not just him, we have to start stopping in there. Like we used to play football or something, throw a couple of passes, especially on black. Because when it really starts to move, people are going to wish and go by God, and God is going to clear our name. And God's going to remove some people. See, people are coming in to the church not knowing that God, the angels are sending them there. And they have a job to do. All of us is on earth to do something. You're on earth to do something. We're just not on earth just to be sitting here wasting time, getting high, chasing behind. You're not pacifying yourself.
And so when we, the Bible says when the Gentiles come into the full understanding of what he's supposed to do, there's no stopping them. And this is what we're going to do. From the studio to this, to church, to auto mechanics, to hotels and motels, and what else we got? So we got a whole lot. It's a whole lot. And then when the city comes into it, bam, everything that the city owns in this area, they have to give it to me for a dollar.
Mm.
And then I have to find the rest. So God is going to move. And like I told you guys, he's not stopping this time. Remember I told you that? He's not going to stop this time. I was serious. Listen, I had enough time. Every time I delay it. I can't delay it no more because it's him coming. I said, okay, now when he comes, he'll roll me over if I'm not ready. All you have to do is have it in your heart. And be a son of God. That means that you're the real brotherhood of this nation. I was at the barbershop and I took that flag. And there's a pit bull. He has a pit bull and he started barking. I said, Bishop, stop waving that flag at my dog. That is something else. That was the way the flag was walking up. And so they start talking about life and what are we here for? These are men. And then I get ready to leave, and I said, I tell you guys what, just remember this flag. And then they said, we love that flag. It's a Christian flag. And when I got in the car, the Spirit told me, go back and give them that flag.
Mm.
I went back in. I said, you know what? I'm going to let you have this flag. He said, oh, man, he said, word. He posted it up. Damn. Just like, go see this.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, now, that shows brotherhood. Sooner or later. Now, these brothers, they ball. Sooner or later. I'm going to call them over there to the ball. And we're going to play against them. But the ultimate is the city council lady says she's ready, right?
Mm-hmm.
You're going to get her on your station, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then you're going to ask her for 5 or 7 police officers to play the Sons of God in basketball.
Mm-hmm.
Because when the Sons of God came down to earth, they made it with the women of men. And then out come these giants, right? So we're dealing with that too.
I'm just letting them know that the police officers gonna lose.
Yeah, they're gonna lose. And the cool part about it is when they lose, that's when the friendship begins because you got to remember they're just men, just like you.
Amen.
They have problems, just like you. But what we're gonna let them know is, and men, when we talk to them, we have to stop moving our hands and stop saying, "Well, you don't know why you pulled me." Stop all that. Stop being polite. Yeah, okay. So, you know, your mind is okay, yeah. Because the Bible says they ask for it, do what? Give it to them. They're asking because they want a reaction from you. And the reaction from you causes them to say, oh, you missed something. What's that? Do something in the public? Bad conduct in the public? Mm.
Disorderly conduct?
Disorderly conduct. And they. And then now you're going in and out of jail. They got your address.
Mm-hmm.
You don't got theirs.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what? They're just servants. They work for us. Until you say, let me see your ID. Let me see yours.
Oh.
Yeah. Let me see yours. I mean, if you want mine, you know, let me see yours. I want to see where you live, too.
Because
all you're doing is seeing where I live. Let me see where
he can roll by my house and
he forgot that he has the ID because he's here to serve and protect. If I'm in church and I need to get the typical news, I can call the police station, 911, police station, and ask for an officer. And he's supposed to give me a ride just like a taxi. That's what they are. It's just a security guard. They're sworn in when they get the badge on. But when the badge is off,
just like that.
And the badge is off. They're worse than me.
It's crazy because me, Black, and West Ham was in the car.
West Ham in the world.
And, you know, the cops was behind us, you know. And anytime I'm driving, I don't really care about the cops because I know I ain't doing nothing wrong.
I just feel my
But, like, he was behind us, and he, Larry looking in the rearview mirror, and he just got this ugly, mean look on his face. Like, he just want to do something to somebody. So I'm like, bro, just don't wear this. Like, that's a regular call to us. It don't matter to us. Because as soon as you try to, that's what he get behind you for, to make you nervous, to make you make a moving violation, to make you want to act ignorant, you know? So it's like, it's kind of like, what is a dog going to do? Matter of fact, no, what is a bull going to do if you wave red in front of it?
It's not attacking.
So why be the bull, you know? Why be the bull? Why just
attack?
Exactly. You don't even have to put yourself in that type of situation. Just be you. You know, you ain't got to, man, it's crazy. They do that just to get under your skin. So yeah, what you got to say, West Ham?
Yeah, how y'all doing? Hello, everybody. So what has been in the world? I just gotta say one thing. One of the people that's calling in right now is my boy Skid.
Oh,
and I can't have my boy Skid, real quick.
Okay.
This is my brother right here. We work in the same warehouse. He a supporter, man, a real supporter of the wettest band in the world. And as soon as he see me posted right now, he called.
Hey, bro, can I call and shout you out real quick? Hey, can you hear me, bro?
Hey, what's up, Larry?
Hello. Yeah, that's my point right there.
Yeah,
that's my brother, y'all. He,
how y'all doing?
I painted up on the side of the rig. My Richmobile, the Toyota I used to drive, I painted them on the side. This dude is a cool cat. He put me on, like, some... He put me on... He's the person that put me on high shoes. Like, he was bringing them to me. I was like, what is this? Like, he kept calling me high shoes. Like, hey, bro, they tried these.
Oh, that was
like,
damn, that was probably 5 years ago at least.
I was like, bro,
that was a minute.
So that's how long ago, and I was like, oh, bro, I'm gonna listen to him. I'm gonna listen to him one day. I never got to listen to him until after. But Skip, I love you, dog. I appreciate you.
Hey,
man.
Look, all of what it's saying in the world. Keep doing what you're doing, man.
Yeah. Love you, dog. I appreciate you,
kid. Hey, man. It's all love. Appreciate all you guys.
All love. Appreciate it, bro.
All right, man. Take it easy.
All right, bro. Yes, sir. You too, man. Thank you.
All right.
All right.
Yeah,
my boy, kid, man. That's my brother right there, man.
You know what? It's good to have someone that you say is a friend.
Yeah.
It's good to have one person on earth to say they love you. If you got one person on earth to say they love you, you can do a whole lot. If you got one to trust, you can do a whole lot. Because God always do just one man. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I got some of my other friends calling in too. So as soon as they call in, I'm gonna add them. But I'll let you
know, King, because these people are important
to me
too.
So yeah. We're gonna be more
to
the top 100. Top 100.
And I,
you
know,
call in, you gonna spit the freestyle for y'all.
I'm gonna spit the freestyle.
Some people
be calling
in like, hey, can I call in? Yeah, call in. Everybody call in. We good.
I wanted to say. I was talking with Johnny the other day, well, yesterday, as a matter of fact, and we was talking about, you know, I was driving the truck. I had to drive the truck back to Arlena's, and I had to shout out to Arlena's. That's our furniture store.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah,
and, you know, I had to take the truck back, and while we was on the way driving, it was like at least like 6-7 people just not paying attention in the road. Like, there was this one dude on the bike. I'm so close to this dude, I can smell this dude's breath. I'm like,
wow.
Dude, like, and he ain't looking left, he ain't looking right. Dude just riding. I'm like, man, it's either he carefree or he don't care. You know, and it's like, I'm just trying to figure out I just moved here probably about 3 years ago. So I'm just really trying to figure out the spirit of San Bernardino.
Man, this is somewhere in Gina. They ain't lost. They won't. They want you to think they lost. Let me say this.
Nah, these
people. The ones that are lost,
there was on a Greyhound bus that was going to meet their family somewhere like in Arkansas. And then they, when they pulled around that bus station over there, what was that, East Street? And they looked at that motel and they saw all them lighters. They got off the bus for that little break and they ran over there and they've been stuck in Oz ever since. So when they walk the street, they don't really know nobody. Because one guy, you know, he smoked up his bus fare and his money, and he's been on the block. And I see him on the street, he says, man, my mama sent me to go to my grandma's house, but I got off, and I've been stuck here ever since. You know, so this is the pit. It will suck you in, and it will hold you, you know. So if they ain't lost, if they ready, if you got somebody that can get them up out of here, they'll go. If they're ready, you know what I mean? So if they're not lost, they're enjoying what they're doing. That type of spirit enjoys that. Each and every last one of us got a different spirit. We enjoy doing different things.
True.
They just choose that. Pushing a basket. A lot of trash in it. I told my son, I said, you know what? If I was an official and I was broke, I would take that basket. Because I empty it out and go through every pocket and rip open every can. I guess I find a lot of dope in there. That's that mafia stuff. You look at the mafia on TV, and that's TV. They move stuff by men looking like bombs, baby carriages, baskets. It's in that.
Something you wouldn't expect.
Nobody. That's his thing. Nobody expected. Not even the police, because the police ain't gonna go through that. They might get their fingers cut. They can tell you that. Yeah. But they really keep that over. So if I got a lot of junk, you ain't gonna go through it. But if it's just me, now these are the crazy ballers. They come in. They just have it in their crotch or in their pocket. They're the ones that get patted down, right? And they always find it. Those are, we call them streetwalkers, and every cop. All right.
Tonight, well, this afternoon,
5 o'clock.
5 o'clock is God's testimony.
God is my testimony.
God is my testimony.
Yes, sir.
And we would like it if y'all came through, support us, and listen to all the testimonies. Some probably hear something that could help you through something. Probably hear something that you ain't ever heard before.
Amen.
And, Church. 1600 North D Street. I was getting to that. But I appreciate my sons of God. You know, they
Amen.
Keep me on my toes.
Amen.
I'm going to make sure I'm not looking like a goofy out here.
Amen.
So, how y'all feeling?
Man, I thank God for each man's last. I really do. Yeah, I really do. If we can make it to the end of this, I mean, until we come up in here and shout, Happy New Year, right? If we can make it to then, when is that on the first?
Wednesday.
Work starts the next day.
I want to say this. can I say this? So we here with the so-called best producer in the world. No, don't walk away. Look, you done hit your head on the mic, trying to go get some candy, nigga. The so-called best rapper. No, nigga, no. Come back here, where you going? Yeah, we need a freestyle, nigga. Where your freestyle at?
Fuego's in the house.
Fuego. You want to sit down, Fuego? You want to sit down?
I was here, so I came down.
Yeah. All right, I've been working hard down the road, nonstop. Did it clever?
Right. Yeah,
I did.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Right. I got something to say. I'm at the ball working hard to give me the address. It ain't got one. And y'all keep ignoring it. I'm waiting for you, Webpage. Your wall's waiting.
I got
whole
you.
Point is, I've been working day and night, and afternoon to give you something.
That's your job.
And you ignoring it.
They ain't ignoring it. That's your job.
First disciple.
Yeah.
That's you gave your me a mission. Hey, I'm doing it.
Hold it down.
Hold it down.
And I know he's going to hold it down.
I can't hold it forever, and I can't. If I get sick, I'm not there no more.
That is so true because, see, this is a military guy. Everybody can't do what he do. You know, everybody can't do it. So God gave him that. And the talent that God gave him is big enough to hold us till we get there. You know what I mean? But we wanna get on the mic and we wanna talk about what we're gonna do there, what we're doing here. You know what I mean?
All right, I got another caller. I got Michelle, my baby Michelle.
Oh, what's up, Michelle?
What Mika doing real quick?
What's up, Mika? Good green.
I heard Meek was a rapper too.
What you got to say?
Hi.
Hello, shorty.
Hey.
You gonna be here tonight? That God is my testimony, right?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Yes, I'm going to be here tonight.
All right, for sure. So we're gonna see you today at 5 o'clock.
5 o'clock.
And we just want to say thank you, Meek, for calling.
I'm so excited.
Thank you.
I think we're gonna continue what Johnny was saying. He had something to say. So what you got to say?
Manila poison almost died last night because I ain't leaving. They tried to take my life. Because I ain't leaving. I seen that spirit. So I was driving behind Hakeem when he said he seen no spirits. And that spirit was chasing me and followed me and trying to get me.
Man.
Prayed for me. Bishop handed me that holy water. He blessed that holy water when I was dying. And Hakeem prayed for me. He didn't even know he prayed for me. Hakeem said, I'm going to pray for you that you live through the night. Last night, so much poison came out of my system last night. I see why people die from eating that chicken.
Yeah,
I was cold. That feel like cold. Since I don't know what that feel like. It feel cold like a dead body.
You blessed. I don't mean to cut you off, but we got a caller.
All right.
We got a caller.
Amen.
Yes, no, they don't want to. But
hey, yo, I just wanted to go on record that, you know, while someone pulled me over, I turned into the whitest boy in the world. I'd be like, how do you do, officer? You know, the whitest boy, my boy, Grizzly, testified to that. I was pulled over. Your boy was driving on a suspended license. They pulled me over, and I was like, indubitably, officer. I'm like,
Let me say this. I'm the reigning champion right now. You know, two win streak. My boy in the back. He's trying to turn his head because he don't want to see. He don't want to see what's gonna happen today. You gonna get balled up today, too. Hold up. You ain't got nothing to say, D. I'm putting you on blast. You was talking all that mess.
We're gonna start playing some real ball.
What is real ball?
Real ball.
I know what real ball is.
Real ball is when you don't elbow and trust somebody when it happens.
Wait. We're gonna hear these niggas cry real quick, talk about he was cheating.
No, I'm gonna say this. Word from the wire. He said, you got rusty.
You got basketball,
and you got what we play out there on the blacktop. Now, from right there, the reason, I'm going to put it like this. The only reason I say cheating is because I see it's unfair when you get away with a foul, but I can't get away with it.
You know, so I'm like...
I'm not gonna boo hoo for me, none of that. I'm just gonna say, you know, let's be fair, nigga. Like, if I get to get hit in the mouth, you know, Trip, nigga, let me hit you.
So let me ask you this. I'm gonna ask the bitches. Bitches, is this a foul if you get kneed in the groin? That's a foul, right?
That's a big foul. Switch. Nigga, what happened to that 6 points?
Nigga, don't say I wasn't doing that in that game.
He really wasn't.
I wasn't doing nothing in that game. Larry, was I doing something in that game?
Yeah, you
okay, look. I'm going to put it like this. We're going to leave it at this. Look.
Bring out some real questions.
Y'all, it's talking. How we go from, what was it? Was it 14? No, it was 10, what, to 4? It was 10 to 4, so how we come all the way back?
Yo, check it out.
How we come all the way back? If it was luck, how we come all the way back?
I just want to know, is it foul if you push somebody into a trash can?
No.
I just want to know that.
We're going to leave
the basketball topic at this. There ain't no reason why anybody playing basketball should be limping around the house. Can't bend over holding back.
That's just being an old man. Ain't got nothing to do with basketball. You got to get right with him. If you don't, he's going to break his old man bone.
Real quick, we want to add in this call.
We got to call real quick.
John, y'all arguing. I'm sorry. We're going to add in this person.
Yeah.
All right, give us your name. I think it's Sandy V.
Oh, it's Sandy.
Hello,
Sandy. What do you do, little fool?
What's the word, Sandy? We just got going.
I can't really hear you, man. You sound very, very far.
Oh, I can hear you right now. We can hear you. We just want to say thank you for calling in, Sandy.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. We appreciate you.
Yeah.
No problem.
She said she called in and she just heard a whole bunch of dudes arguing. Oh, yeah, that's the station. That is definitely the station. Thank you, Sandy, for calling. We appreciate you. She is a supporter of the web paint. Also, she be buying paintings for me. She's out of Sandy V is out of Compton, right, Sandy?
Yeah, well, I'm from Carson, but I stay in Compton right now, yeah.
Yeah, she's from Hawthorne. Okay. We appreciate you so much, Sandy. We're gonna be on the air every Saturday at 2:30, so we just look forward to having you listen in. 2:33. You know, we black people, so tell a friend and we're going to
keep
it going.
Okay, a couple minutes late, for sure. I already know. I'm used to it.
Thank you, Sandy.
All right. This is a beautiful thing, man. We hear them start to join in.
Yeah.
Everybody have two friends, five friends joining in. And then when we get to the topic that has to do with city or the nation, they can hear it first.
We also had other numbers that were calling in. I'm guessing there was other radio stations because me and Akeem didn't know what numbers these were.
That was
so
561 number.
There was like a lot of numbers after that. So people are tuning in, and we just want to keep that traction going so they can see that we are getting callers in. So we appreciate the people that are.
Yeah.
There's more people calling now. So we appreciate everybody calling in. Ask this person real quick just so we can see what it did real quick. Hello, how you doing? We got a call right now.
Hey.
Who is that? Hello, who is this?
Fuego Love, Jermaine McKenzie, man.
What up, Jermaine? Marley Mack?
What's going on, man?
Yes, sir. I got Jermaine's number today.
Going on?
I appreciate you calling. We over here right now. My dad, Black, all of us. We in that studio. John, that's John talking. My dad said, where the beats at?
They coming, man. They coming. They in the works, man. I'm trying to build me a little powerhouse right now. That way it can handle all the plugins that I got.
Yes, sir. That's excellent.
We on, bro.
Jermaine, I appreciate you calling in. Jermaine about to head to work right now. We thank you for calling in, my brother.
Hey,
my dad. All
right, man.
My dad said don't forget
tomorrow.
To tune in next week.
All right, ain't no problem. I'm off tomorrow, so I might pull up on y'all.
Come on.
That boy.
Oh, yeah, I work right, 6
Jermaine,
days, Sunday,
you,
off day. All right, have a good
yes,
one, man.
Yes, sir. We love you. My dad said we love you.
Man, I love you too. The family love you too, man.
Yes, sir.
All right.
My boy Jermaine. All right.
That's Mr. Mac right there. Yeah, I thank everybody again. Like we were saying, the traction is coming. We getting callers and all that. So we just need y'all. Hey, Aki. And everybody that, all the people that are here, all the SOGs here, we just need y'all to get somebody to call.
Yeah.
Because what they're looking at, like we just seen them call in, they're looking at who's calling in and is anybody interacting.
Right.
So for us to get to the part where my dad was saying for them to bring the cameras in, they want to see if we can even handle the internet radio first. And we just got to have a topic. Like he's doing good with that. So like I said, we want to thank people for calling in.
There
he is. So whoever, back all of y'all, just have one of somebody call in, hey, you know, so they can talk and we can see the traction. So we thank y'all for calling in.
Yeah.
Well, take that away.
Well,
how many more minutes we got, brother?
One more time. We got 8 minutes left on
okay.
Air. One more time.
I want to freestyle. DeAndre, come on, Black Boy.
Come on, bro. You're supposed to be the best rapper
in the
world.
He is the hottest.
You're not. So, Jay, we don't think you got.
So you got the board.
Jay, let's go.
Yeah, you know I went to get some sushi at lunch. I got some bourbon. I'm at the church. I got my SOGs around me with that. Oh, hey, it's SOG over every day. Yeah, they call me I do it every day. It's God over money, never money over God. And when it comes to me, you know I defile the odds. You know I'm the They call me light skin every single time because I'm the white boy and I do it so black. And when it comes to me,
I'm the best. Nah, bro, let me switch up. You know I stay blessed because I'm the son of the bitch.
Come on.